Today we're going to start getting into some of the details of Tchiyas HaMeisim. And before we get into the details, it's important to address a fundamental question. And this question was asked of the Rebbe himself in a letter that you see printed in Gris Kodesh Chelik Beis, page Samach Hei. And the Shaila is as follows. The Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayos that he's very, very upset that so many people are asking, they have a emunah in Tchiyas HaMeisim, but they get lost in the questions and the details of how and when Tchiyas HaMeisim is going to be, what clothes will the dead people be wearing, etc., etc. So does that mean that we should not learn these details? And the Rebbe answers that obviously we have to learn it because it's brought down in Torah. The Rambam was upset about those people that made that the main focus. Instead of learning and understanding what Tchiyas HaMeisim is, Olam HaTchiyah, and what it represents, without being maimik, without getting in depth, and understanding the concept of Tchiyas HaMeisim, they're getting caught up in the small details. But obviously, once you understand that Tchiyas HaMeisim is important, and you understand what Tchiyas HaMeisim is all about, so the details only enhance and strengthen that emunah. So we are going to start with the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim, Zmano, the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim. So there is a Zohar, and the Zohar says, Beis HaMikdash Koidim LeKibbutz Golias, that the Beis HaMikdash will be before Kibbutz Golias. Kibbutz Golias is going to be before Tchiyas HaMeisim. We know that the simonim of Mashiach is that he will gather in Klal Yisrael and build the Beis HaMikdash. And 40 years will be between Kibbutz Golias and Tchiyas HaMeisim. In other words, when you take everything at face value, that means like this. There's going to be Binyan Beis HaMikdash. After Binyan Beis HaMikdash, we have Kibbutz Golias. And after that, 40 years later, there's going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim. Now, you have to understand that even on a very, very poshita level, that even if we take at face value that the number is 40, that does not apply to tzaddikim. Because we know that Tzaddikim, the Gemara says that when Mashiach comes, Moishev Aren Imohem, that Moish and Aren were in the Beis HaMikdash and will be there as we rebuild the third Beis HaMikdash. And there's a Sicha that the Rebbe said, and it's printed in the Kodesh Sichas, Chelek Chav Beis, page 517. It's page 15 in the booklet that you have, where this is right after the Sicha, where the Rebbe, and the Maimer, where the Rebbe spoke about the Friedrich Rebbe taking us out of Golos. And people right away were like shocked that the Rebbe is speaking about the Friedrich Rebbe as Moshiach, and there's going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim, take us out of Golos. And the Rebbe said the following thing, it's actually in Ksav Yad. Menat Bamir Gefrekt, they asked of me, Vos Zogich, as Vetzayim, Mekorev, Kitzvah, Noshech, Neofer, Vuhu, Besoicham, on the Rebbe that in Zerois Firin from Golos, what am I saying that the Rebbe is going to take us out of Golos? The Seder is doch, isn't it the normal Seder? Bias Mashiach, Yemoisa Mashiach, and then Tchiyas HaMeisim. Also Chassidus brings this down. In other words, Tchiyas HaMeisim happens way after Bias HaMashiach. And if that's the case, how could you have Tchiyas HaMeisim and that person will be Mashiach? It doesn't fit with the Seder, the way it's brought down in the Sforim. So the answer of them, the Rebbe says, there's an answer. That normally, Taka, the Seder is, Bias Mashiach, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Kibbutz Golias, Tchiyas HaMeisim. But Tchiyas HaMeisim von Yechidim is given on Vet Zayin Frier Oich. For individuals, Tzadikim, there's going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim earlier. And the Rebbe says, it's known what it's brought down, the stories in Shas and Midrashim, about tzaddikim that were mechayim meisim, like Yemaim Razal, Zuti de Ispichu mechayim meisim. that the smallest of you, meaning the tzaddikim, could be mechaya meisim. What is that quote about? That quote is a very fascinating story. Basically, we know that the Roman emperor had a learning chavrusa with Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, but he had a deal. Nobody was allowed to know. Now, the problem is that the king is not going to go by himself. He needs a guard. So, a guard to bring him, a guard to take him back. So they had this deal that he would bring a guard each time and he would kill the guard every night, different guards. This way they would, on one hand he walked with the guard, on the other hand the guard would not reveal the secret. That's how little life meant to these emperors. One day they come, I think it was to Rabbi Yehuda Nosi's house. If I'm not mistaken, there was Rabbi or somebody was there, one of the Tanoim. So the king said, well, we have a deal that you should kill him. If I kill my guards, you have to kill this Talmud. He's not allowed to know our secret. So he answered, no, he's not a Talmud. He's a Malach. You don't kill Malachim. These are like spiritual beyond this world. He's not a regular person. So the emperor said, if it's true that he's a Malach, let him bring in my guard that's outside. Now the guard was dead. So how are you going to bring in this guard? So unless you're Mamish HaMalach, and somehow you have miraculous powers. Sure enough, he goes outside, and he sees the guy is dead, doesn't know what to do. So he davens, and he comes back to life, and he walks in with the guard. So the king says that I'm not impressed. Kazuti di'ispechu, any one of small of your tzaddikim, have the koyach to be mechaya meisim, but I won't kill you next time, please don't show up. But the point is that Tchias HaMesim of Yechidei Skula had happened before, and therefore, even though in general it says that there's going to be 40 years, that does not apply to Yechidei Skula, doesn't apply to Tzadikim. But even the 40 years itself, there is a very, very famous Sicha, which is Tov Shem Emalev, where the Rebbe said like this. It's printed in Sichas Kodesh, Tov Shem Emalev, Chelek Dalet, page 95. And the Rebbe says, Va'oid v'hu ha'ikir, al derech v'kvar hoye le'ilomim, as from 40 tegs and gevorin 40 yor, we know that the Meraglim, they were 40 days in Eretz Yisrael, and because they came back with a bad report, so they were punished. 40 days turned into 40 years of Yidden wandering. So if you're talking about reward, Mida Toiva, so the Eibishter could turn 40 years into 40 days. So even though it says 40 years, we could do reverse the 40 years. If punishments extend days to years, so rewards can make years into days. And if once you're already minimizing, the 40 days can mean 40 hours. So once you're minimizing, maybe it doesn't have to be 40 hours of 60 minutes. Maybe it can be 40 moments. The point is, true, the number is 40, but once you're already going and Yidin are Zoich, the Tchias HaMesim, the Eibishter can, the same way the Eibishter expands 40 days to 40 years, we can minimize 40 years to 40 days to 40 minutes. So therefore, people should not get caught up, oh, 40 years exactly, Tchias HaMesim can happen. And Bechlau we know, and this is very important, especially B'Hemshech to yesterday, we spoke that the Rambam obviously believes in Tchias HaMesim. He just believes that it's not the ultimate level. At least that's what he writes in his Pirushim. And the Rambam also says, Olam kiminhagi noyeg, that the world in the time of Mashiach will be regular. Now, Tchias HaMesim is not regular. How could the Rambam say, Olam kiminhagi noyeg? And that's what the Rebbe explains, that there are two tkufas of Yemais HaMashiach in the Rambam. There's the tkufa right when Mashiach comes, when Yidin will be able to serve the Eibishter better, and once they're serving the Eibishter better, then they're going to be zoiche to Nisim. The fact that they'll have this special opportunity to become zoiche, that will enable them to get all the Nisim, including Tchias HaMesim. So says the Rebbe, that if we're zoiche to begin with, if Mashiach comes in a oifen that Yidin are zoiche, so then even the Rambam agrees that you could have the Nisim v'niflois right away. We could right away have the Nisim. In other words, the fact that we are in a matziv of zoiche allows us to access the tremendous Nisim. And the point is that yes, Tchias HaMesim is going to happen. It may be the last stage, but it'll happen quickly. And then there's another nekuda that it says that tzaddikim will come earlier. V'amech kulam tzaddikim, Yidden are all zeich to be tzaddikim, and all Yidden should be coming miyad.